This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. It's time to chat some nutrition today, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by S-Fuels. If you haven't tried out S-Fuels yet, you really should. You may recall last year we were part of the global launch, and hundreds of Ironman triathletes in the US sampled the S-Fuels bars for low-carb, high-fat fueling. We've also been involved in their Ultra Endurance drink mix launch, and now they're giving you the chance to try out S-Fuels absolutely risk-free. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. Okay, your first order is free shipping. Plus, if you're not 100% satisfied with S-Fuels, all you need to do is return it for a full money-back guarantee. It is an amazing, amazing deal. And if you're struggling with your nutrition, you really should try out S-Fuels. It's your opportunity to hydrate and fuel your muscles without sugary drinks and gels, without the sugar swings, without the sugar gut issues, and without sugar inflammation. Check out S-Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut, lime, strawberry, lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. It hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. And in the weeks building up to the Ironman World Championships on the Big Islands in 2018, we're following the progress of one age grouper who's been a guest here on the Kona Edge before, Dan Plews from New Zealand. He is racing using S-Fuels, and I think he's in for an incredible race in Kona this year. And every week he's bringing us an audio diary, essentially, helping you to get to know Kona. And this is the fourth installment of that Do You Know Kona, brought to you by S-Fuels.
Hi there, Dan Plews here from S-Fuels TV, and welcome to Do You Know Kona. So this is now 9 weeks out from the big race, the big dance, the World Championships Ironman on the island of Kona. And this week, you're just going to have a little bit of a chat around gym training and how this might fit into your training regime in the build-up to the race. I mean, I could talk all day on this topic, so it's quite hard to get it into a short little segment. But personally, I don't really do or believe that much in true strength training. I think a lot of the strength work for a triathlete can be done when actually, more specifically, out on the road with overgear work on the bike, hill running and paddle sets in the pool. What I do think is quite important is just some kind of core stability, mobility exercises and glute exercises that's going to help with the posture and some of the form and the efficiency when you're carrying out all those movements. So really, Ironman is really about improving efficiency, reducing the energy costs when doing a particular locomotion. And that's where the strength training really can come in. So maybe look at doing some work, some core and glute exercises 2 to 3 times a week. Only needs to be 20 minutes in lead up to the race, and hopefully that will have some big benefits towards you. Until next time, over and out.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some nutrition. We head back to Singapore. Colin O'Shea joining us. Colin, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for your time today, mate.
Thanks, Brad.
Well, let's talk about nutrition, and I mean, it is a vital cog in the whole Ironman and triathlon setup. For you, is it something that you've got sort of dialed in? You're pretty comfortable with it, or is it still a work in progress?
For me, thankfully, it's pretty dialed in, and it's an integral part of the process. You know, I'm living here in Singapore. I'm racing a lot in Southeast Asia, so race day nutrition strategy is something I just make sure we ingrain in all the athletes. So, you know, we really dial down into, you know, numbers, into calorie requirements per hour, sodium requirements per hour, where that comes from, you know, and how we actually take that in over the course of the race.
As an Irishman, please tell me there's Guinness in yours.
I wish. God, well, there's plenty of iron in there, but unfortunately not over the course of the race.
Yeah, particularly if you're doing it over the whole race, you might not remember too much of the second half of the run, which it might not be a bad thing. But Colin, talk to me a little bit about your strategy, like from a day-to-day nutrition perspective. Tell me how you approach things.
Okay, so from a day-to-day perspective, and what I've done, I've integrated just last year I integrated my fitness pal into Training Peaks. Not my fitness pal, it's one of the food logging software apps, and I was just checking how much calories I was taking in each day and the breakdown between protein, fats and carbs. And you know, I'm quite balanced in terms of the percentage across the three. But something I just noticed, you know, in some of my big training days, the calorie requirements would be somewhere like 3,500 to 4,500 calories. And the variation in calorie requirements to keep my weight constant, you know, it was anything from on some of the low training days, it'd be 3,000 calories up to the high training days, 4,500. So I really had to just dial in and just get to know what I needed on a day-to-day basis, given my training schedule. Then I did some work with a few nutritionists as well, and just checked my, you know, just checked my adrenals, checked my whether I was deficient in any areas, whether my acid levels were right or not, and you know, generally they were okay. But from a supplement point of view, I just do take a few. I take vitamin B12 every day, coenzyme Q10, just some calcium, zinc, and magnesium supplements. And then from a general day to day perspective, my wife doesn't eat meat, so in the house we kind of eat a lot of veggies and fish. And you know, a good rule that we always say is, if it's colorful, it's good for you, and that's generally what you want. So eat colorful foods. So you know, we just want to avoid all the kind of yellow type foods. Cut out all refined sugars. So from a day to day basis, you know, I'd get up in the morning and I'd have granola, oats, and I do have a bit of fruit. I have a lot of avocados every day. I love my quinoa. We make some great kind of sweet potato quinoa patties, and I'd have, you know, that with some spinach and some tomatoes. And then in the evening time, it could be varied, you know, have salmon a lot, some brown rice. So I still take carbs. You know, I'm not a fat adapted athlete, which some athletes are now, but generally I think, you know, I just like to think I have a, you know, a good inverted commas balanced diet, that is nice and colorful.
As far as race day itself, tell me about how you approach racing from a nutrition point of view.
So race morning, I'll typically get up about 2.5 hours before the race, just get a small bit of food into me, simple stuff, just very, you know, maybe white bread and some peanut butter, maybe some oats. If there's an egg there, I might have an egg. That's about it. Maybe pop a gel 30 minutes before the swim. Might have a black coffee as well, maybe 2.5 hours before, just a shot, just to get me going. And, you know, then when I get into the race, the swim is a swim, come off onto the bike. My strategy on the bike is, I basically carry a front aero system where I have water, and that water, I just replace it at almost every aid station. So I've got top up of water all the time. And then I've got a gorilla cage where I've got two back bottles, and that's where I put in all my calories. So, you know, I mix, I go at about 320 calories per hour and maybe 900 milligrams of sodium per hour. So I've had my sweat tested, and I lose just over 500 milligrams per liter of sweat. And my sweat rate is about, you know, 1.6, 1.7 liters, per hour. So, you know, I get up to 800-900 in terms of the sodium replacement. What I use there is I use this company based in Singapore, Pure Nutrition. So I get some of them in my bottles together with some sodium replacement tablets. I work out the numbers just to make sure I'm hitting the 350 and the 900, the 320 and the 900. And that's all I take on the bike. I don't have any kind of solid food. I just think that that just takes too much digestion and it just takes energy away from the rest of the body. And then once I get onto the run, generally it's I take a gel every 20 minutes or it's every second aid station, and that generally does me into the end. And I might pop a few sodium tablets just to keep those sodium numbers up at the required levels.
You obviously are quite analytical and have got quite scientific with it. I mean, you talk about the sweat tests and going and checking your acidity and that sort of thing. Well, is that something you'd suggest most athletes, particularly if you want to be competitive and race at the highest level and qualify for Kona and maybe be competitive at Kona? Is that something you think athletes should be doing?
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, certainly if you're racing in a hot environment, you know, knowing your sweat rate and your sodium loss per liter of sweat. If you don't know that, you know, you see so many people in hot conditions fall apart on the run. It can be for a number of reasons. One, their endurance just mightn't be good enough. They mightn't have done enough training. They might have pushed too hard on the bike. But two, they just might not have had enough of enough calories. They might be deficient in sodium. They could be cramping. They might be down in magnesium, for example. It could be from a whole host of factors. But you know, I like to cover off the nutrition piece just to make sure that they're not getting issues from that element. And being in Southeast Asia, you know, you just need it. You just can't get away with, you know, going onto that run and being undernourished.
Absolutely. Biggest nutrition mistake you've ever made, and what have you learned from it?
I did a race actually in Malaysia 2 months ago, and I came out of the water, and I was first out of the water, and then I was onto the bike, and it was my new bike, and I'd put my gorilla cage at the back with my two nutrition bottles. So then the lead motorbike was just in front, and I hopped on my bike. I went over a speed bump. And one of the bottles fell out. So I said, oh, crap, I got to go back and get it because it's got all my nutrition and it's a really hot race. So I went back and it had spilled. And so I said, okay, I've got half my nutrition. So I went up another 100 meters and then I lost the second one. I did go back and get it, and I kind of put it in the back of my my tri-suit. So I wasn't exactly aero that day. And I paid for it on the run. I was just absolutely dead. So I think, you know, the lesson I have is make sure your equipment is good. Make sure you've tested absolutely everything out in training. And the same applies to nutrition. So test out your race day nutrition on some of the key bricks that you do in the weeks leading up to the race.
Absolutely. Well, Colin, it's been great catching up once again. I've thoroughly enjoyed our chat, and all the best in the build-up to Langkawi this year. And fingers crossed, it's another Kona qualification for you.
Thanks so much, Brad. Pleasure being on.
And that's it for this edition of The Kona Edge. It was brought to you by S Fuels, ultra endurance drink mix in coconut, lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. S Fuels, ultra endurance hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. All you need to do to try it out is head over to thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. The link is in the podcast player below this podcast as well. Just click straight through there. Your opportunity to try it out, free shipping, and absolutely 100% money back guarantee on your first order. So if you're not completely satisfied, you've got absolutely no risk. Try it out. And you'll be pleasantly surprised, I'm pretty sure. Go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. We're back again tomorrow. I get to share another fantastic story with you. And in a week from now, we'll hear from Dr. Dan Plews again in his next installment of Do You Know Kona, brought to you by S Fuels. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.